Today, a New South Wales parliamentary committee fronts claims the greyhound racing industry is responsible for animal welfare violations. Saskia Edwards discovers how the entrenched mistreatment of the animals has sparked the inquiry.
They may be man's best friend, but reports allege racing greyhounds are given caffeine and cocaine, are widely euthanised and exported for animal testing. The New South Wales government has begun a cross-party committee to examine the allegations. Greens MP John Kay pushed for the move. He says some 17,000 greyhounds are killed annually.
The problem appears to be overbreeding. The breeding practices produce large numbers of animals and then the weaker are weeded out. This is bad news for the animals. It's also dehumanising for those involved in the industry.
Campaigns manager at Animals Liberation, Emma Hurst, describes the story of a trainer whose greyhounds were given drugs to inhibit their performance, which caused them to collapse and vomit blood.
People are either giving their own dogs something to make them go faster, but obviously from what he was saying, there's also the problem that other dogs are being drugged to go slower as well. So, look, a lot of these things could lead to death and permanent health damage to the animals as well.
Dr. Kay says the health implications of these drugs can be fatal.
We're hearing reports of animals being exposed to hormones like EPO and testosterone, drugs like speed and ecstasy, a whole range of Viagra, a whole range of drugs. These are unhealthy for the animals, and many of them race beyond their capacity and die. Many of them have enlarged hearts, which lead to early and painful deaths.
Campaign coordinator at PETA Australia, Claire Fryer, says the industry needs to prioritise animal welfare over profit.
An industry which is run as a profitable business, and the welfare of the dogs is of little concern beyond ensuring that they'll keep making money for their owners. There isn't a part of greyhound racing that isn't or shouldn't be seen as animal cruelty.
Ms. Hurst says many dogs aren't fast enough and are killed as wastage.
A lot of dogs are being killed still as small puppies. And the greyhound adoption programs, particularly the program GAP, have worked with the industry and it creates this idea that, you know, that these animals are getting rehomed, but it's actually a very, very small percentage most likely.
Ms. Fryer says greyhounds' nature doesn't lend them to the conditions of competitive racing.
Of course, greyhounds, as most people who've come into contact with them know, pretty much want nothing more than just to snuggle up on the couch and be part of a family. But for those used in racing, they're often living in cramped cages, muzzled most of the time, if not all of the time. They simply are not receiving that kind human contact, which is of course what they deserve and what they're looking for.
Ms. Hurst says most of the public is unaware of the animal's welfare.
I still think that most people probably that are making a bet down at the TAB on the dogs probably have no idea what's actually happening to many of these animals, and they'd be shocked and horrified to find out how a lot of them are treated in breeding facilities and how they're treated if they're donated for animal testing and how they're treated if they're exported overseas.
Ms. Fryer says the dogs are often killed inhumanely.
There will no doubt be owners who do euthanise their dogs humanely by lethal injection, but there will also be others who simply don't want the vet's bill, and they will look at a bullet because it's a lot cheaper than paying for that humane injection. And unfortunately, that's the reality that many of these dogs will face.
Dr. Kay says he wants the greyhound industry to be able to adapt to protect animal rights.
I hope this inquiry does come up not just with the truth about the animal welfare issues, the drugging issues and so on, but also with a way forward, a way that the industry can continue to operate without this appalling toll on animals.